Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Eric, I want to raise a hypothetical. This is a little bit kind of out there, but I want to raise a hypothetical, a what if question. That, of course, comes with a lot of other what if questions. What if, let's just say, what if, now I agree, no Mormon's going to agree with me that this would ever happen, but let's just say, what if Thomas Monson, the president of the Mormon Church, Thomas S. Monson, got up in General Conference and told the people that Mormonism was just a bad joke? What if he got up and said that Joseph Smith really wasn't a prophet of God, there really was no first vision, and the Book of Mormon was not an ancient document? Which, of course, we'd have to conclude that there was no great apostasy, of course.
Well, I think that's going to make the front page of both the Salt Lake Tribune and Deseret News.
That might even make national news. But I'm just throwing it out there. What if? Now, the point that I'm making is if Monson was to get up there and admit such a thing, what would the repercussions be? What would be the result among the membership on that? What if some earth-breaking news came out of downtown Salt Lake City that showed that none of the leadership believed any of the unique aspects of Mormon history or doctrine? None of them.
Wow.
Let's just say that. I'm just throwing it out there, and I know if you're a Mormon listening, you're probably either just driving off into a ditch or rolling your eyes saying, oh, McKeever's really gone loopy now. I'm just throwing it out there. First of all, would we as Christians commend them for being honest?
Well, I would say no, because the whole thing was a sham. And so they've lied all this time, and all of a sudden now they say, well, now we've known all along?
I'm sure some will say, oh, see, that just proves that they were really closet Christians all along. And I would go, no, it does not. It shows that they were deceivers all along, that they would perpetuate the myth, that they would be continuing to tell people to believe the lie. I don't think that's noble.
Now, in your question, are you assuming that they are denying everything about the Mormon Church and want to throw the church away, or they want people to stay in the church, according to what you're saying here?
Well, I haven't really refined my what if to that degree, but let's just say, let's start with the original premise that they've just come together as a body to tell the membership that they no longer believe all the basics of the Mormon faith that they have been telling members to believe for so many years. How would this affect people? How would it affect members in the Mormon Church? The first thing is would I as a Christian want to commend them for all of a sudden being honest? I don't think I would.
No.
I think that honesty is a good thing, but I would first of all wonder why in the world are they all of a sudden coming out with this real sudden shift in the way they're going? And why for so many years did they continually perpetuate the lie? That would bother me, because I don't imagine if this kind of a revelation came forth all of a sudden that the leadership really didn't believe, because we get asked that question all the time. Do you think the leadership really believes all this? It's hard for me to say for sure because I don't know them personally. I've never had private conversations with any of them about these subjects. So I would only speculate.
Well, we give them the benefit of the doubt.
I would have to assume that there was at least a speck of honesty in them. Of course. I would have to assume that unless I had evidence to the contrary. If I had the evidence to the contrary, then that changes my whole view, because now they're not just being deceived, they are the deceivers. And that would be, of course, a problem for us.
Well, and what you're saying, because you mentioned specifically the first vision in the Book of Mormon, aren't those the cornerstones from which this church is based upon. Without those, haven't they said in the past that this church is no longer true?
Right. Mormon leaders have said as much. We've talked about that, that even Gordon Hinckley back in 1961 said, if there was no first vision, engage in a blasphemy.
Well, as Ronald Reagan said, tear down these walls. I would say tear down the walls of the temple, then, if that's
I would
really
think that
true.
Would be a good thing that they would eventually, if... Let me put it this way. I would think it would be a good thing that they're admitting that the whole thing was a sham, but it certainly would not make me think all of a sudden that these are honest men who I should trust for anything. First of all, I would think that they would need to publicly repent. They would have to publicly repent for their deception and for encouraging people to believe in that deception.
Their attitude is so important here, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. And that's one thing we've often criticized the Mormon leadership, is that they never repent about anything. They never get up like a pastor in our churches who would get up and talk about themselves being people with shortcomings and failings and sins. Many of us as Christians in ministry, you know, this self-deprecation where we talk about our shortcomings, we fully recognize them. I don't try to put on airs when I'm behind a pulpit to make people think that I'm better than them or I've arrived, because I certainly haven't. But in Mormonism, notice when they talk behind the pulpit, it's always as if they have arrived. And we've had many Mormons tell us that. I've had Mormons tell me that they really don't believe that the leadership actually sins any longer. Of course, that's silly. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But wouldn't the Mormon leadership be expected to repent for punishing members who strove to tell the truth? Wouldn't they have to repent about that? Because here they punished people in their own church that were publishing or saying things about church history and doctrine that now, in this what-if scenario, has actually been proven to be accurate. They would have to personally repent to those people that they have excommunicated or disfellowshipped for doing that. And what about those of us within the evangelical community that have been showing from Mormon sources the errors of Mormonism for years? I mean, I've been doing this for almost 40 years now, and I still get Mormons trying to demonize me for merely repeating what has been reported in Mormon publications and in conference messages. Shouldn't I also get an apology from the leadership? Shouldn't you? Shouldn't all the Christian ministries that have been doing this get an apology?
But maybe you're being a little too hard on them, because I can see their response, and they're going to say something like, but look, we've helped make you a better person. The things that we've told you to do, the social programs that we've had, everything has made you better. Wouldn't that justify the religion being around in the first place?
No, because it's still based on a lie. You can be a better person based on truth. You don't need to be made a better person based on a lie. I would not count that to their credit. I certainly wouldn't. Because, first of all, that doesn't make you a Christian just because you're a better person. Just because you have morals does not necessarily make you a Christian. And that's the battle we've been fighting at MRM for years and years and years, because we keep hearing people make that comparison. Well, I'm a good person, therefore, doesn't that make me a Christian? No, it doesn't. It doesn't make you a Christian. There's much more to Christianity than that, that's for sure.
Well, can't you find being a good person in most religions out there? I think every religion is going to try to make you a better person. Certainly in Christianity, we certainly go to the Bible and see what it has to say. We believe that can make you a better person. But the good works that come out of your relationship with God, the good works are not making you a Christian. They are showing the fruit of you being a Christian.
Yeah, I think basing that in the idea, well, who cares if what we were telling them was true overall? I just find that irresponsible. It's reprehensible, really.
Okay, let's say this happens. How is this going to affect the membership in your mind?
That's a good question. First of all, I would not imagine that many Mormons would want to trust these leaders for anything after that. And it all depends on whether or not that individual was a born-in-the-covenant person, a person that was born and raised in Mormonism, like many people that we live among here in Utah, or whether or not that person was a convert. If they were a convert to Mormonism, let's say they came from some other Christian organization, let's say they were raised Baptist or whatever, and they converted to Mormonism, they were certainly deceived into thinking that maybe somehow Mormonism was compatible with some of the things that they believed as Baptist, but now they find out that it's not. hopefully they would be able to fall back on that faith that they originally and erroneously abandoned. But I would think it would have much more serious consequences on the Born in the Covenant Mormon who doesn't really know of any other faith. How many times have we had Mormons tell us, if the church is not true, nothing is? Nothing is.
Well, they've had nothing else. You're talking about the converts. Maybe they've come from a Christian background of some other kind, but so many people here in Utah that I know are lifelong Mormons going back to the days of Brigham Young, perhaps.
Well, this is a question that I think we need to ask, and it's important. When you're talking to a Latter-day Saint, many times they want to admit or they want to insist to you that they believe in Christ, that they are Christians. A question that might be pertinent to ask is, well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, this is not the time to discuss what they actually believe as far as Jesus is concerned. But I would say, you know, I'm glad to hear that. If there was a slight chance that you could find out that Mormonism is wrong, would you abandon your faith in Jesus as well, the faith that you claim to have? Mm-hmm. Would you abandon that also? Most Mormons at that point in the conversation would say they wouldn't. But I would think if it really became a reality that they found out that the church was false, I have to wonder if they would stick to that commitment. Mm-hmm. Because how many times have we seen that Mormons really do practice that if the church is not true, nothing is, and they abandon all religious faith and end up going into agnosticism or atheism?
Well, that happens a lot today. I mean, burn me once with Jesus, I'm not doing that again. And so I think that would be a natural tendency. I think that's why there are so many atheists here in Utah.
But the point I think we need to get across to our LDS friends is if they found out that the Mormon church was not true, how does that have any real effect on Jesus himself? What did Jesus do to burn you? How does that make the claims for Jesus' life, how does that make the claim for his resurrection any less truthful just because the Mormon church was telling you a lie?
And that's where you need to look at the evidence and see, what does the Bible have to say? What does Christianity have to say? And make your determination on that, not on the fact that you were burned once.
The point is, at some point in your life, if you're a Latter-day Saint, you could very well be presented with information that is going to shatter your world regarding Mormonism. What are you going to do? You might want to think about this beforehand. And certainly our heart's desire is we would hope that you would turn to the Jesus of the Bible and put your trust in him regardless.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Is there not much of a difference between Mormonism and Christianity? Well, actually, despite what many may think, there is. And when it comes to the sensitive and even highly charged issue that is eternal ramifications, the Christian may not know where to turn. Just trying to understand the Mormons' beliefs can be both confusing and frustrating. That's why Mormonism 101 was written, a book resource by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson that contrasts vital doctrines such as who is God, what is Scripture, and how a person is able to go to heaven. When the two religions are placed side by side, the differences are many. Mormonism 101 is a tool that will help you better understand the doctrines of your Latter-day Saint friend, family member, or co-worker. And it even has witnessing tips available to help you in future conversations. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 is available at mrm.org or ask for it at your favorite Christian bookstore. As 1 Peter 3 says, always be prepared to give an answer.